Pickaxe.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Triforce podcast. Today, you're joining me, Lewis, also Sips, hello, and Pyrion.
Hello.
Hello.
It's a lovely rainy March day here in Bristol.
Not raining here.
It ain't raining here neither.
Geography,
but...
baby.
Well, it's on the way. I think it hits us first, right? So I'm sending
West Coast,
it over.
Yeah, West Coast gets,
you know, that's
wetter.
A little special delivery from me to you.
Yeah, I call it the wet coast. Very clever little geography joke there for you.
That's lovely. Lovely. I enjoy it. So what have you been up to? What have you been up to this week, lads? Anything interesting? Anything
recovering
fun?
From having to actually work for 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah, you're back. You must
watching,
be pleased.
Yeah, I'm so pleased. I've been watching some movies. I've been chilling out.
Nice.
Catching up on some TV. And I did a couple of odds and sods around the house and just took my eldest to the dentist. She's finally going to get her braces out in the next couple of months.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So, yeah. And then, just in time, I got to take the youngest to get hers fitted. So I know this dentist very well. Like,
well, they can swap the same ones in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, can't you just reuse them? Just push them in.
We already paid for these ones.
I think that's like, that. It does happen, I'm sure, but it's pushing it, right, these days.
Yeah.
It has to be pretty good to be a hand-me-down with teenagers, right? They ain't no charity cases.
Indeed.
No. They want new stuff.
They're a new
they
generation of youngins.
They want the hot new thing.
They got expectations. Yeah. They got standards.
They got standards.
Oh, yeah.
I had a bit of drama yesterday in my road.
Okay,
in your road.
In my
this
road.
Is, this is what we're here for.
This is what we're here for. I just remembered it. So, me and Mrs. F, we're having an online meeting with someone upstairs, and I hear this yelling out in my road. And I think, oh, maybe it's just there's some builders working down the road. I thought maybe they're up to something. And it keeps going, and I hear it sort of escalating and getting quite heated. So I have a peek outside, and there's a bunch of my neighbors having an argument with a traffic enforcement officer, parking warden, right? And there's two traffic wardens, and there's like six of my neighbors, and they're having stand-up argument in the road.
Wow,
and
okay.
I'm like, I mean, it looks like it's going to come to blows. So quickly pop some trousers on and my shoes, because I was in my PJs, go downstairs and I play Peacekeeper. I go and sort it out. And I don't want to see people getting clobbered. So I want to find out what the situation is. And we have, like most of Twickenham has parking permits because we get rugby traffic and they're animals. They'll park anywhere. And people will drive up here from outside London, park up anywhere they can find in Twickenham, and then get the train into London because that's cheaper than getting a train all the way. That's a thing that people did. So for a while, there was nowhere to park on the roads around here. So either permits were brought in. There is a situation where some of the people around here have garages. And those garages, people will park their own car in front of their own garage, which they're using for storage. And they'd assumed that this was sort of their land, if you like. No one else can park in front of the garage because you can't park in front of the garage.
Right.
So they were like, well, it's basically mine. I'll park there. So they were parking in front of their garages and traffic wardens would occasionally give them tickets if they wandered around here. And eventually some of my neighbors had a conversation with the traffic wardens and the guys were like, oh, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, you can park there, no problem. Yesterday, traffic enforcement lad's out. He's got his uniform on. He's got the other guy. They're sort of backing away from this crowd of people yelling. And I go out there. I'm like, well, what's the problem? What's the problem? And they're like, he's given tickets to some of us and not others. I didn't get one because we had a permit. And they have this big fucking argument. They end up swearing at each other. The traffic warden swearing at them. They're swearing at the traffic warden. And one of my neighbors is getting right up in the face of the traffic warden. I just thought, Christ, they're about to have a fight. And I'm like, you know, trying to calm it down. Eventually, the boss of the traffic wardens comes up, explains the situation. And I was like, all right, look, I will talk to the council. We'll get a resolution on this. Don't worry about it. And they're like tearing the tickets off and throwing them at the traffic warden. It was a big fucking to do. So I'm in the middle of the process of talking to the council and figuring out what the hell are we meant to do, because it's unclear communication. Like, I think people just want consistency.
Right.
And these tickets are like 110 quid. So it's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was that. But it was, If I hadn't gone out, it genuinely could have come to blows. It was a sketchy old situation.
Are you is the later years of your life, are you looking to get into like local politics or whatever? Because this seems to come up time and time again with you. Like you seem to have an interest in your local
community.
You
need to be about 20 years old.
You like
to
get
that,
in
though.
And mediate. You've spoken to your local MP and stuff. Like all these, you've done more for your community than I've ever done for mine, or will ever do for mine,
well,
I should say as well. If I see somebody outside in the road fighting, I watch safely from my window, and I get the popcorn out as well. I mean,
well, dare I say it, but that's what's wrong with modern Britain,
wow.
young Chris.
I mean, it's you know, we're conditioned. It's a conditioning thing, right? You're going off the grid with it. You've been conditioned as well, but you're just refusing it. Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I just figured these systems are there. And people don't use them. Like, the whole point is the system of complaining to the council, the system of going to see your MP, that exists. And if you don't use it, what's the point in it?
Do you ever think, if you see somebody outside in an altercation, they're just about to get into a fight, how shit would it be? Okay, bear with me here. How shit would it be if you went out with all the best intentions in the world to mediate and you got stabbed and died? That would fucking suck.
So
I bad. I'm sure it happens too.
Oh, 100%,
you know, in America,
100%.
You probably go out, hey, guys, what's going on? Bang! You just get your head blown off.
Right.
You know, you nothing to do with you. You know, like you could have just stayed inside. And I think that's why people do stay inside. You know, they probably think, oh, fuck, I'm not going out there.
Right.
What if this guy stabs me or shoots me or something?
That's not a likely result of this dispute. If it was a bunch of kids with the masks over their face.
Well, say that to the last guy that got stabbed or shot trying to mediate. You know what I mean? It does happen. I mean, I think it's still worth sort of considering, at least, you know.
So I suppose another way of looking at it is that I don't think it's likely that my neighbors in Twickenham are going to start stabbing traffic wardens. I really don't think that.
No, but
likely.
Some of these altercations get really heated and people lose their minds, especially around traffic and cars. Holy crap.
People 100%.
Lose their minds. Like they.
So, oh my God. You are so right.
But I'm not stepping into an ongoing fight.
There's whole TV shows based around, you know, neighbors from hell because of parking situations and stuff. Like this is not an uncommon thing. This is.
I agree.
It's like a plague on society. People.
Well, this is because people have got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
They, like Pirin said, they're old or they're like bored or they've got this tiny box factory job life and they care about fuck all but Ruby, the neighbor who parks at 2 inches into my allocated spot, which is not allocated in front of my driveway. Because even though, but it's all we all understand, and we've spoken to one traffic warden one time and told him, you know, but I guess the whole problem is with this is that the traffic wardens, A, shouldn't be getting into this kind of nonsense anyway. They should just put the ticket in and run off. Do you know what I mean? As soon as someone's up in their face, they should be walking away. Like, they should not be escalating this or trying to talk them down.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even be able to negotiate with traffic wardens, right?
Yeah.
And there's no allocated space in front of your driveway. You are still parking on the road. And you know you rolled the dice, right? Even though you're like in the right in your head. And, you know, if you want to rip a ticket off your car and throw it on the floor, go for it, right? But they'll still send you the fucking ticket, right? Like, there's no one's in the right here, for a start, with all these middle-class Twickenham livers with their second car parked out in front of their house. But still on the road. I mean, it's definitely not.
I can see
not...
you've got all the facts at your disposal.
A lot of this to me is alien because I grew up in a middle class suburb in North America where none of this was ever an issue. There's parking.
You need a lot of space up there.
Parking was not a problem. You generally had a driveway that could fit at least two cars comfortably, not even just like wedged in so that it was annoying or
but
whatever.
If it wasn't that, it would be the fence. It would be the tree. It would be the
yeah.
some bush.
Yeah.
You know
I mean, you do
some
get
other thing,
there's
right?
elements of that, but it's not that bad. And a lot of it is already controlled by bylaw, who will just drive around and check on all this stuff anyway before people even get a chance to complain about it. They're trying to put a swimming pool in their front yard. It would never happen. Like, there's people like going by and checking this stuff all the time and issuing you with fines and whatever for breaking these bylaws. I don't remember ever there being drama around any of this stuff. I'm sure it happens in America. They got like housing associations and stuff, and I think that it happens maybe more there or whatever. But certainly, like in the neighborhood I grew up in, Canada, there's never any issues. You had your one allocated tree that was like 2 meters away from the sidewalk. And, you know, like when they built the suburb, everything was built to those codes and stuff. And most people just didn't really do anything to break that, you know. I think a couple of times people got told off for having an RV parked in their driveway or whatever, which is like a big no-no. But that's it, you know.
No one likes being slapped with a fine from a traffic warden, especially for something that they think is they're not doing anything wrong. No. I mean, it's like a massive injustice. And they you could see why they're really mad about it. But actually yelling at a guy who's basically, you know, paid to walk around and find these. I mean, he's paid by the fine often, these traffic wardens, right? They make their money by actually putting tickets on. They get paid per ticket. Do you know what I mean? Often. Mm. So that kind of encourages them to be proactive. And if they see a little
cheeky, that sounds like stressful job. Well, imagine you're just like walking the beat and you're like, fuck, how am I gonna put food on the table tonight? There's nobody's breaking the law. There's no tickets to issue. I gotta invent some tickets.
Yeah, so I mean, you can see like everyone's shit in this. There's not an asshole here, but I do think that getting in someone's face and yelling at them is a real not something not to do.
I agree.
You wouldn't do that in a restaurant, right?
No. Like, well,
yell at a server.
I've seen that in restaurants.
I know, and it's always blows my mind.
Well, I feel like a lot of people, when it comes to any kind of dispute, have no idea how to be reasonable and escalate very quickly. I mean, that's why people go road rage and stuff is... People go from 0 to 100 miles an hour in terms of their anger very, very quickly.
And listen, you could see why, because maybe they're already at their anger limit from something else that's maybe not legitimate, or maybe is legitimate, that's triggered them. And everyone has a bad day, right? We're not saying that, you know, people don't get angry.
And
we
are some
human
people
beings.
Are just complete cunts. That's just the way it is. And,
yeah. But some people are worse than others.
I put myself in that category.
Sure.
Self-identifying as a complete cut.
Yep.
Oh God.
I had a bit of a tidy up in my office yesterday.
Oh.
Chucked out so much stuff. There was just things that had piled up over time. And I just thought, you know what? I don't need all this crap. So I threw out a bunch of stuff. It felt pretty good. Something feels good about chucking out a bunch of stuff.
What did you chuck away then?
Oh, gosh. Let me think.
Is it mostly papers or is it like old stuff that you
just
don't
like,
have like
do you
a
have
bit of wood
do you have
like,
any boxes just filled with cables?
Yeah, I've got two big cable boxes.
Yeah,
honestly,
same. God,
I like old.
My wife is always like, hey, can you throw those out like at some point? I'm like, well, what if I need them?
Right.
But, like, the thing is, I've got cables, but they are confined to two little boxes in the garage.
Yeah.
They're not in anybody's way, you know.
Same. But so, for example, I had when I got my graphics card, I had the box for that, and for some reason, kept the box.
Yeah,
I don't need the box.
I know.
Like, I'm never gonna need it.
I get that.
So
I keep boxes.
It's like a huge box.
Yeah.
Throw that away. I bought a fucking steering wheel for a game. I never ended up using the steering wheel because I got sick of the game before the steering wheel arrived. But it is what it is. And I had this huge box for that, so throw the box out. Like, I just sort of said, oh, I better keep the box. Loads of things. Like, just thinking, I'd better keep the box.
You know you know what really helped me with getting rid of a bunch of boxes and old steering wheels and stuff?
Go on,
that
sir.
Time my garage flooded, the bad flood.
No shit. Yeah.
It just damaged so much stuff, I had to throw it out. So it was a very cleansing, you know, it was like a purifying event, you know, like it
Do
was
you
a
feel
purge.
Like Marie Kondo?
A bit like when God destroyed all
of
mankind.
Yeah, it's like God was saying, throw out all those fucking boxes and that stupid steering wheel that you used one time.
That's what the flood was about, mate. That's what it was all
about.
They missed that bit out in the Bible where he was like, this place is fucking messy.
I didn't have time to Noah's Ark all my fucking boxes and my cables and old controllers and steering wheels and stuff. They all got wrecked.
What a dumb fucking story. Like, I'm sorry, but that is one of the dumbest fucking stories in the Bible. I don't want to go off on an anti-religious thing, but what the fuck? Dude,
man,
flood the entire
have, they,
fucking
they didn't
planet.
Make
Are you
stories
fucking
great
kidding
back
me?
Then. They just didn't have anything, you know, like they didn't have any fun ideas or anything back then. Most people just like lived in a desert and ate scorpions and that's it, You know, like they didn't have any.
You barely touched your scorpion.
Yeah, I know, but that's worried about the food. They just didn't have any fucking. It, like, there was no. There's nothing to influence, like any creativity or anything, right? It was.
I will say this. A lot of religions that predate the sort of Abrahamic religions also have the same fucking stories.
Yeah,
like a lot of Christianity and even sort of the Judaism foundation. A lot of that stuff is from even older religions. Like the whole idea of a big flood, that's not fucking original.
Yeah, no.
That's like a fucking cover version of some other story. A lot of the creation some oral story tradition. Yeah, I mean, it's all
floods
fucking
ancient. Floods have happened since prehistoric human times, and they've always been a thing, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
People are aware that those things can happen.
Yeah.
And I think that that's very easy to adapt into... you know, combine all these stories together.
Yeah,
right, that you've heard.
I've reached an all-time low recently in my life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I know. Well, I got this pinched nerve in my neck, which I've been to physio for, and it's helping, but it's still quite sore. It's better than it has been. It's a lot more manageable. But my sleeping situation is, I feel like an 85-year-old when I'm in bed.
Oh,
I've got
hell.
A pillow to this, because I can sleep now, finally sleep on my side, but it's like aided sleeping on my side. I can't sleep on my back. It hurts too much. So basically for about 2 or 3 weeks, the only way I could sleep was like, you know, when you lay in the bathtub, you lay low in the bathtub and your neck and head are like upright, but the rest of your body is laying flat.
Mm.
That's the only way I could sleep for like 2 or 3 weeks.
God.
Snoring like
the elephant man.
Yeah, it was awful. But slowly the pain's been sort of getting to a point where I can manage it a bit more. I can sleep on my side, but the only way I can sleep on my side is with one gigantic pillow directly in front of my torso that, you know, I'm facing it sort of thing. So it looks like I'm hugging it or whatever. And then I have another pillow laid on top of that. So it's like a T shape of pillows on top of me.
Okay.
So I can rest my arm on there. And that takes the load off the shoulder that hurts. And then...
What did the doctor say?
To do that. and also does these massages. And he does these like massages and stretches. And he's given me like some little exercises to do. Where I can floss my nerve. I love the sound of it, but because it's slightly trapped or it's being irritated by something that's trapping it or whatever, it needs to move so that you can get like, you know, blood and oxygen to it. And so a way that you can do that is by extending your arm and looking at your arm when you do it. And then when you bring your arm back up, you look away from your arm, and that flosses the nerve like in and out of the little hole like that as it comes out of the like your vertebrae or whatever.
So it's kind of like yoga, but very specific.
Yeah, it's very, very specific, but it's nice. It is kind of relieving. Not like instantly relieving, but like it does work. It takes the edge off, sort of thing.
It's progressing.
Yeah, yeah.
God, this reminds
me of when
I...
It fucking sucks so bad. And it all started from sleeping. Like, it's not like I was out doing something interesting, like pushing a car or like fucking digging a ditch or something like that, you know?
All right.
I wasn't doing
because
anything.
Then you could say,
I just fucking slept wrong
that,
one night.
Right?
And now it's
like exactly.
Weeks of pain.
If people like, how do you do it? And you were like, oh, I did it like, you know, digging a trench.
I was involved in the biggest orgy and I fucking blew my neck out. Like, I couldn't believe it. No, nothing exciting. Just one bad sleep.
You should tell people you did it, you got it in MMA. It's like an old MMA injury.
Yeah.
Breaking up a fight in his road is how he did it.
Well, I did after the sixth consecutive roundhouse kick, I felt a slight twinge in my neck. No, nothing like that.
I got to change the subject. I want to know if you guys have seen this. Have you been watching Masters of the Air?
No, I haven't. I'm told it's good, and I haven't watched it because it's one of those that my wife does not want to watch, and I'm too lazy to watch it on my own, so I have not gone around to it.
It's good. It got better. Like, it's actually improved as it's gone along. I do have one question. Did I mention this last week? I don't know. Does Steven Spielberg hate British people?
I think he specifically likes English people. I don't think he understands them, really.
I think he actively dislikes us.
Oh, right. Okay. He always seems to cast really horrible English people, like in roles, right? Like,
right.
Not, sorry, not the actors themselves are not horrible, but like mostly like in, especially in war movies that he's done or whatever.
Oh, we're always the Nazis, 100%.
English generals, yeah. Or English, you know, people even if like they turn up and they help or whatever, they're always quite rude and like,
yeah, they're dickheads,
and shitty.
Right?
But then when, if an American turns up, it's like, oh, hey, Buck, here, have my last cigarette. Oh, here, have my last chocolate. I was saving it for my dog, or, you know what I mean? It's like
that is literally what has happened.
They're like, they're
in
a lot more
Masters
formed, you know, like maybe he's...
Well, so I'll give you some examples. They're in a pub, right? So it's about the bomber pilots in World War II, and the difference between the British and American approach was that the Brits would fly at night and the Americans flew during the day, and as a result of flying in the day, they suffered very heavy losses because they're just a big fucking cow in the air,
yeah, getting
and the
shot
fighters could pick them off,
yeah,
and they were
exactly.
getting shot. So they're in there, they're having a drink, and this absolute prick of a British officer is like, oh, perhaps you chaps would do better if you didn't fly during the day.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, step outside, we'll have a fight, bud. And he's like, oh, I'll wipe the floor with you, you mucky American devil, you. And of course, gets his ass handed to him, and the Americans are like, well, that's the end of that one. That's the end of that scene. There's another scene later, they're at a dinner. A British officer is like, oh, you Yanks are a bit rude and twatish, aren't you? What a bunch of cunts. Oh, not like the English, we're so much better than you. And of course, the American gets the last word, and the British guy's like, go gulp, he's put me in my place. Like, it's fucking constant.
He rolls up his sleeve and he's got a tattoo on his arm that says, I love America or something like that. Let's go!
You
fucking limey, I'm going to fucking batter you.
Well, like, British villains have always been a thing, right?
Yeah, no, but it's not.
It's a tropey. It's a very tropey thing, isn't it?
It's not about having British actors as the villains, because we can do that sort of clipped and haughty, that posh accent that sounds like an officer and it sounds like a baddie voice. I get
right?
Star Wars, Indiana Jones.
Even today, a lot of officers still talk like that, right? Sandhurst, it's a very British upper class military thing. You know, Prince Harry serving in the military.
Right.
It's still a thing. Like, it was really exaggerated in the 1940s, right? Because there was this quote of Americans are oversexed, overpaid, and over here. Do you remember that?
He says to him. That's the line he says to the American lad.
Wow, that's but it's a kind of a meme. But I guess like
maybe Spielberg just takes it all very personally, and then
on in the war, we were kind of the British were kind of angry that the Americans hadn't helped out for so long. Do you know what I mean? It was almost like there was a lot of early
resentment.
War resentment.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that faded once actually, you know, D-Day happened. But up until that point, I think you've got to understand there's still a lot of different culture and especially in the military of the time, you know, at least the officer class. So I don't think it's completely inaccurate historically. Although, of course, it always ends up the same way, doesn't it? They are unreasonably rude
and the American gets the last word,
in a fight,
and puts him in their place. In Saving Private Ryan, I don't think we see a single British soldier anywhere apart from they talk about Monty. Ted Danson says, oh, don't tell me about Monty. I think he's a complete bell end. Like, I'm paraphrasing, but that's literally what he says. And it's like, all right, fuck off. Fine, whatever. And then in Band of Brothers, we see like one British tank commander and he's like a complete prick who gets his tank shot. Despite them, the Americans are like, look, we know what we're doing. Don't do this. He's like, oh, I've got to do the stupid British thing and be a dickhead. And it's like, then he dies and they're rolling their eyes like, Brits. It's like, Spielberg, can you fuck off? Like, what is the fucking problem? He hates British people. I'm telling you, specifically, he hates English people. Hates English people. You find me an example of a positive representation of English people in a Spielberg movie, feel free, send them into the mailbag.
Well, here's the other thing, remember, in a television show or movie, you have to have conflict. You have to have an enemy that you can see.
Not
right?
us!
You can't have that be the Nazis, right?
Why not?
You can't have that be the person on the other side of, or the person you're bombing.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Never see them,
The conflict has to be with the people who are your bosses or the people who are your rivals in doing it, right?
They're fighting the Second World War,
friendly
Lewis.
Rivalry,
how
or it's
can
not.
How can their rivals not be the Nazis?
Well, no,
you
but
don't
they don't
see
speak
them,
to them. You
though.
Don't see them.
It's
right?
hard to tell
directly
the story,
in their face.
Right? Like,
but we could. The thing is, they've got this source material of this book, right? Which I presume was called Masters of the Air, about the life of these guys doing this. rather than just have British characters being shitheads, why can't some of the Americans be shitheads to each other? Why do we have to be there? If they need a shithead, they're like, right, we need a shithead for this scene. Get an English bloke in. Fuck off.
If you want to read a book that has Americans being shitty to each other and they're part of a bomber crew, read Catch 22. Is fantastic.
Right.
It's so good. Holy crap. Very funny.
It's very possible that Steven Spielberg had a very patriotic American education that was filled with anecdotes and stories about how Americans are the best and were wronged at every turn and ignores all the bad stuff they did, because that often is what happens with countries' educations. You know, kids grow up learning all the good things their country did, but they don't learn all the terrible things they did. But of course, we got enough of that anyway.
Even E.T. had an American accent. I mean, come on.
Right.
That's how much he loves America.
He had an American-centric upbringing due to listening to all those radio waves sent over.
Exactly. It's the only country in the world that can do radio waves, you see. That's why. That's why he picked up all the Americanisms.
I mean, I know that, I think I might have mentioned this before, if they are listening, the very first broadcast is a Hitler speech.
They're always listening. They're especially listening now that you've said Hitler.
No, I'm not saying America, I'm saying aliens.
Oh, sorry.
Like the sort of bow wave, if you like, of signals that we've been sending from Earth traveling for eternity through space. The very first one they'll get is a Hitler speech.
Yeah.
Because that was the first one broadcast in that way that would potentially reach out to space. So they get that and they'll be like, oh, they're still in black and white. Let's not visit this planet. That's what'll happen.
Fuck, that'd be crazy, eh? If they actually intercepted that message all that time ago and really took it seriously, and the new threat of the entire world is space Nazis, like they turn up in their ships and fucking swastikas everywhere.
Yeah.
They're trying to meet up with the Third Reich.
We loved your speeches. It changed our entire society. I think there's a sci-fi book that has something like that. Well, they turn up and they're like, we're here to stop Hitler. This guy's trouble.
This guy sounds
we're gonna
no good.
We're going to stop this guy. It was like, that was 1,000 years ago, fella.
Oh,
right,
shit.
Right, well, next on our list is English people. We watched all of Spielberg's movies and we hate English people. Yeah, they're over there. Get them.
Scotland are like getting involved.
Yeah, get them.
No, down there.
They're in there. The Sassanacs are in there where they've always been. In the dirt.
Like pointing. Oh,
fucking hell.
They went that way. Oh my god.
I wanted to say part of my journey into some new depths recently, because I didn't actually finish. The sleeping situation with the neck problems is one thing. Mm. But I've been watching Married at First Sight Australia every night, pretty much. And also The Apprentice. As well. So I got a double dose of shit on TV and a single heavy dose of a shitty sleeping situation. So it has been. And also the baby keeps waking up at about 1 a.m.
Oh, Lord.
And insists on sleeping in our bed, which under normal circumstances is not a huge problem. You can kind of make a pillow fort around you, because the problem is she. It's the arms and legs going everywhere, you know, like digging into your back or kicking you in the face or whatever. But you can kind of make a pillow. But I can only sleep one way currently, so I can't make a pillow fort. And I have to be kicked and punched and pinched and tickled all night long. And it's annoying.
Good Lord.
It was really she had a cold earlier in the week and insisted on trying to breathe through her nose, which was completely blocked. She did this while she was sleeping. And
what a fool.
It was so annoying. So I was like, and also I was in pain. I couldn't sleep. So I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to go downstairs and try to sleep on the couch in the living room, which was just weird. I hated it. It's weird sleeping downstairs. There's like different noises down there and stuff. It's like, it's creepy. It's not comfortable. It's cold. Like, oh, what a nightmare. Never sleep funny is my advice. Don't get a pinched nerve. Oh, it's awful.
Good luck, brother.
Yeah.
Before we carry on, using the internet without ExpressVPN is like walking your dog in public without securing them on a leash.
That doesn't sound safe.
They're going to poop everywhere. It's a nightmare.
Well, exactly. Like, what if one day your dog runs away?
Or snagged by the NSA and interrogated to find out all of your secrets. But your dog, in this instance, actually knows your secrets.
Because your dog is your computer.
Exactly.
It's better to be careful, especially when it's so simple, like using ExpressVPN. Every time you connect to an unencrypted network in cafes, hotels, or airports, your online data is not secured. Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. But ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so they can't. It would take a hacker with a supercomputer a billion years to get through ExpressVPN's encryption.
Good lord.
ExpressVPN works on all devices, phone, laptop, tablet, on your smart TV, put it on your router, and it's very easy to use. You just fire up the app and click one button to get protected. I use ExpressVPN. I've got it on my computer, I've got it on my phone. I recommend you do too. It makes me feel safer online, and it's really easy. You just forget about it once it's going. So please get yourself an extra 3 months free of ExpressVPN at expressvpn.com/triforce. That's expressvpn.com/triforce. Thank you very much.
On with the show.
Lewis, you got any weird news for us this week?
I have. You know, on GTA Online?
No.
Which we've played quite a lot of.
I've never played it.
Right.
I played it one time and I spawned in and somebody killed me with a bazooka immediately.
Same.
Yes, that happens. Well, I mean, we play a bit of GTA Online while we're waiting to do playlists sometimes. And we've been doing it for playing GTA Online for 10 years. It feels like, oh my God, I've got thousands of hours probably. It's just a fun thing to shoot the shit with, but you can't drive the train, but you can now. We can finally drive the train.
They made it so you can drive
GTA
the train
online.
Wow.
I know. It's
only
big
took
deal.
10 years. That's
only
incredible.
Two directions possible. Forwards.
It's a big deal. We're gonna have to check that out because it's great news. There's some more heists and stuff. I mean, again, isn't it crazy that it's been 11 years since GTA? Online
it's crazy. It is crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah. I can't believe it. What else you got?
Yeah. Let's move on. Dr. Phil, you know him?
Yeah,
Dr.
I know
Phil's
Dr. Phil.
A fucking lunatic.
Has he lost his mind? I saw that he was on Joe Rogan and a bunch of stuff recently. Has he just gone completely the other way now?
I can't remember what he was saying.
I think he's a Republican scaremongering and immigrants at the border.
Military aged men are coming into the country. These guys have got six packs. They're in great shape.
John Stewart did a bit about it where
he did a bit.
I want to go down there and get ass deep in those boys. he's obsessed. I mean, I will say this: the number of people arriving in the United States is insane. Like, it's so many people every single day. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't think it's any one person's problem so much as just the nature of being the richest country in the world next to a country that has a lot of fucking poverty. Like, I don't know what the
absolutely
answer is, really.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So yes, he wants to be in Fortnite.
Dr. Phil wants to
get me in the Fortnite. I can do the dances. I love Tomato Town.
I want to get in there and crack 90s on noobs.
I want to be number one Fortnite player in the world. That's my challenge for this year. And what is so bad about that? What's wrong with that?
Why does he want to be in Fortnite?
Games.
Jesus. So he says he's like Eminem, and Eminem has a skin in Fortnite.
Oh. I'm like Eminem. I got the bars and I got the bitches. I don't know what the problem is. I drop a deuce on someone's head. What that means. I got my Glock and I'm ready to rock. That's what I know. That's Uncle Phil way. Phil. Dr.
Uncle Phil.
Phil,
yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, man. So, what else you got?
So he, sorry, there's a whole article right about that.
What is
I don't want to fucking talk about Dr. Phil.
Nah, me neither.
Melt.
Yeah.
Toyota have made a motorbike that looks like a Pokemon.
Fuck off.
It's a motorcycle You can Google it.
Toyota Pokemon Motorcycle. Oh, why isn't it just a big Pikachu? Is this Mewtwo? Is that who that
it's,
is?
It's some Pokemon even I don't recognize.
Oh, wow. Miraidon.
Miraidon.
Miraidon. Yeah. Miraidon. Yeah. Does the motorcycle have an evolution?
What, like a Transformer?
You know what I'm saying?
I think Miraidon sounds like it's already fully evolved. Well, right? Okay. It looks complicated. They start off quite simple, and then they.
I've got a tip for you. If you normally riding motorcycles is a great way to pick up girls.
Yeah.
If you're riding a Pokemon motorcycle, it is not. It's the opposite of that. So if you want to stay away from women and you're a young fella looking to pick up babes.
Yeah, this is potential honey repellent.
If you
want to
stay away, this is the honey repellent. This is like putting bleach on honey. The bees won't touch it.
Yeah.
Just a tip, just a little pro tip there. Maybe some Pokemon-obsessed women would be interested. Actually, there might be a whole market there.
Yeah.
I take it back. I forgot. Different generation. If you want to pick up a woman over 40, this is not the way.
No, yeah. If you want to pick up somebody under 40, this is probably the
way. Absolutely the way.
This could be an in big time.
You're right. Yeah. I changed my tune. Congratulations,
Congratulations on all of the bitches you're about to pick up with your new purchase. Well,
Dr. Phil's riding one of those. Look, I got the motorcycle and everything. Come on, hop on the back, Dr. Phil's motorcycle.
Yeah. I don't really know. I mean, let's move on. The next thing is Andrew Tate has been rearrested, right?
Because Cobra Tate nicked again for being another cunt.
One of his friends, like another streamer on Kick, which is obviously a big problem, Kick. I don't know if you know much about that.
Yeah,
but, this guy accidentally blabbed or deliberately blabbed that Andrew Tate had this escape plan to get out of Romania or get out of or UK or whatever. Anyway, he got rearrested.
And which is off the back of this stream.
Yeah, off the back of another streamer's.
Yeah.
Because I guess, like, you know, they're all just awful, aren't they? But in a sense, being awful to your friends, I guess that just goes to
show, like the traitors, when the traitors throw each other under the bus. I guess this is what happens.
That is it. Okay, this one's weird. Apparently, you know, have you seen Madame Web?
I've not seen it, but I've heard of it. It looks dreadful.
What is it?
It's the new Morbius. It's the new Marvel superhero flick with the late.
I'm so out of the loop with all that.
The plot, it sounds like it's written by an AI.
It's dreadful.
It's just awful. Every line reading feels like it's on a Zoom delay.
It's really bad.
Just such a badly edited, just shit movie.
The lady who's the main character has basically disowned it, right?
Yes. Well, Sydney Sweeney is the main character.
Yeah,
right?
I think it was her, or maybe someone else was like, "Yeah, it's shit," something like that. I'm paraphrasing again.
That's all right. According to a new report, loads of people are trying to find images of Sydney Sweeney's bare breasts on X, formerly Twitter.
Okay,
right? Who's Sydney Sweeney?
The star of Madame Web.
Sydney Sweeney. She's an American actress. Yes. She's 26 years old. She was born in 1997.
She had a supporting role. She's not actually the star. Sorry. Supporting role. Anyway, apparently, like, trolls and hackers and nefarious people are taking advantage of the horny search and using it to fill Twitter with malware. So
really?
If you're Googling Sydney Sweeney leak, like there isn't actually a leak, but malware people are trying to trap you into it. I think generally.
So if you're clicking on pictures of what you think is Sydney Sweeney's bare breasts, you could be getting malware.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't need to see her bare breasts. She's flipping gorgeous. I don't need to. You know, that's enough for me. All the shots that she's just posted, where she's just like on a carpet or something, looking gorgeous. She's fine as fuck.
I feel like this is the old Taylor's oldest time. People
yeah, but what
have
do
always...
the tits look like? We've got to have a good look at them.
Exactly. Man sees woman. That woman to see if she has naked pics, and then, you know, I guess if the search term starts trending, you know, Sydney
Hackers.
Sweeney leak, everyone thinks it's real all of a sudden, because that's all it takes for people to think it's news, and then it becomes this viral search that people are using to trap idiots into downloading malware.
I mean, that goes back to LimeWire, that when there would be like a movie would be like, download movie now, and it would have it, and pretty much every torrent site, and it's actually just malware or some really shit troll vid.
There's certain things that people will click on that trap them, and I think one of them is leak or to try and get stuff that you don't want to pay for, right? Watch online, like watching movies online or download online, like just to try and get around having to actually pay for something. A lot of those links are exactly how they're the perfect traps, right?
Yeah. She's got in some of these pictures, she's gone for the Billie Eilish look. She doesn't look like Billie Eilish, but the look is, you look super bored. Like, you half close your eyes and just like, ugh, whatever. Like, that's the Billie Eilish look.
I feel like I represent that look pretty good myself.
Throughout the day.
Yeah,
throughout.
Mostly.
Look kind of bored and sleepy. That's the Eilish look, I'd say.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Google have written its own Greek tragedy.
They've written a Greek tragedy? Is it the Greek economy?
By designing and building a hyper-advanced building with green tech galore to try and get employees back into the office, only to find out that the Wi-Fi is terrible.
Oh, no.
So it's apparently due to like the huge swooped fancy roof tiles. The building looks like some sort of futuristic nonsense. I've put a link in there, but if you can see it, it looks like kind of a weird cake.
It looks like a pastry. It looks like a strudel or something. It looks like it's got like a nice sweet apple filling, you know, with some custard.
Well,
they're
meant to collect rainwater and are filled with special solar panels to power the building. But
will the water be tainted? Will it need to be processed?
Almost. I don't.
How will they process it, Lewis? You can't bring this up without knowing all the details. That's ridiculous.
Okay,
you've embarrassed yourself.
So if that's the example of how architecture can fuck your Wi-Fi, you know, don't live in a normal house.
Are you going to say fuck my wife? Architecture can fuck my wife.
The architect fucked my wife? That explains a lot.
Drown him in recovered water and solar panels.
All of a sudden, it's all clear. It makes so much sense.
That's why my kids keep drawing pictures of houses.
Fuck.
Next.
Celebrity psychic Deborah Davis.
Who?
I'm looking her up.
Celebrity psychic Deborah Davis. Inverted commas creepy doll from an Edinburgh charity shop.
Sorry, hang on. There's a British screenwriter called Deborah Davis. There's an author called Deborah Davis.
Is this she on Real Housewives, Lulu?
Deborah Davis, star of Unexplained Colon Caught on Camera. Not Unexplained Colon.
Deborah Davis Caught on Camera TV series. Deborah Davies.
Unexplained Colon Caught on Camera has added inverted commas Annabelle.
Is she a psychic medium?
She collects haunted dolls.
No,
she
looks
60...
like a psychic large in these pictures, mate.
Wow. She has.
I see. Hey, she's on Channel 103 2 days ago.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. We can't find that page. Weird.
She's got 60 haunted dolls. She loves buying creepy haunted dolls, and she obviously is a medium and knows if they're good or bad, and so she's protecting
us. Deborah Davies, psychic medium. There's when you look her up, there is a mat pin at the airport parking just outside of Manchester on Moss Lane. What the fuck? She lives there or something?
Weird.
Like, why is this happening?
She's working out of her car. It's tough times.
She's some sort of. I don't know. Who
knows? Else you got, Lulu?
Vinyl records have been included in British inflation calculations due to how popular it is. So,
they're quite popular again, vinyl records.
Every year, the British government has to reflect current shopping trends, and vinyl has returned to the inflation.
Listen to this. In 2021, for the first time in the last 30 years, vinyl record sales exceeded CD sales. One of every three albums sold in the US was a vinyl LP.
I mean, I can believe that simply because, first of all, people don't really buy CDs much anymore.
Yeah, like, and apparently Taylor Swift vinyl is very popular. 2.6% of total sales.
Yeah, Taylor Swift 1989 Taylor's version is the number one selling vinyl for 2023. And the official Compact Disc Artists albums chart, what do you think is number one? Take That
Oh, a number baby. One. Wow. Said it all. There's nothing to say at all.
What the fuck? Official cassette artist albums chart. People are still buying shit on cassette.
Yeah,
God
hey,
bless.
Lewis sent me Wu-Tang Forever on cassette with a USB cassette player for Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the double thing is, cassette.
There's no love for cassettes. They sucked. They always suck.
Oh,
like vinyl.
The worst was when your
vinyl
battery started
amazing.
To run out and it ate your tape.
Yeah, awful.
Just
having to rewind it to save battery by putting a pencil in and spinning it
yes.
around really fast.
Yes, yes.
Dreadful.
Well, the thing is, I thought I'd buy you like cassette. I remember you talked about having all of your cassettes in your car
yeah.
and they wouldn't
yeah.
play anymore.
Yeah.
So I bought you that, and then I thought. Maybe he doesn't have any cassettes anymore and he's chucked about.
No,
so I
still
buy him
have
a cassette.
I still have Nirvana in Utero on cassette, and I have
nice.
Ramones Rocket to Russia on cassette as well.
Like, I'm not
my
kidding,
old
but
car had a cassette player. So.
The format was dreadful. Like, it sounded fucking awful. The hiss, and the more you listen to it, the worse it got. The whole rewinding thing, it was awful. It's not a format that anyone should be pining for a return of. Vinyl, though. Genuinely does sound amazing. Like, there is a record on vinyl just sounds so much better
yeah.
because it's like an actual sound wave. There's no digital element to it. It's incredible.
Like the Fallout
so
music by the Ink Spots. You listen to that on vinyl and you get all the crackling and stuff and it teleports you to...
Transported
to
the apocalypse.
Yeah, the apocalypse, nuclear apocalypse 200 years later. Dong, 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 dong.
What else you
what,
got?
What is that music?
It's from...
Blue Moon?
No, it's... please release me, let me go. Oh, no, that's not it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a different
one. No. Yeah, what genre is it? That's what I don't really know.
I don't know.
Bluegrass,
like,
I guess.
I thought bluegrass is bluegrass? Faster than that.
I don't know.
That's weird,
maybe
isn't
just
it?
Old
it's just
traditional
old
country song.
Old country music, I guess.
Old country music.
Because I was thinking about this, because we've been looking for music to put in our Fallout videos lately, and it's like, I don't know what to search for.
If you are on Epidemic Sound, can I suggest that you search for a category of music called Schlager? That might fit well with Fallout.
Schlager.
Schlager. Schlager.
Schlager
yeah.
music.
Schlager.
Schlager, yes, yeah, Schlager.
Yes.
Grab a beer and come with me and listen to the Schlager. And we will rock to our side
yes.
to side like this.
Yes.
And we will sing and raise our glasses above our head. Yeah, yeah, the Schlager. Und double Schlager.
Oh, boy.
I think that's bringing back Oktoberfest memories for
yeah. yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
They love it.
They love it.
Well, that's all I got in my notes from
that's
Sam
right.
Morris. Thank you, Sam.
Good bless you, Sam.
Thank you so much, Sam.
Putting these together
that's
for us.
That's fun. I love to hear crazy news.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy news. What?
Right, well,
before we go quickly, what games have you guys been playing, if any?
Bellatro.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Alone.
Yeah, I played a bit of a few other games. I finished off Pacific Drive, which I really like.
I need to get around
to play
that.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought it was really
fun. I've got
fun.
It. I just like, haven't played it yet.
It started a little bit slow, but it's got a few problems, but I did enjoy driving around in the car.
Right.
Like, you've got this like 1980s station wagon you kind of fix up and fall in love with. And
nice. Like a Griswold sort of mobile. Griswold family car. Station.
Exactly. That's exactly
station
what it
wagon.
Is.
Yeah.
And it's great. I played that a bit. I played a bit of the new Civ Millennia game, which I quite like, actually.
Oh,
wait. The Paradox one?
Yeah, Millennia.
You've got it?
Yeah, I've been playing it for weeks.
Oh,
wow, what's it like?
Shit.
It's really good.
Oh,
I
can't believe I really fucking want a key for that. You lucky bastard.
Well, I'll get you one. I'll send you one.
Please.
I've got the contacts. All right, I'll get it
please.
To you today.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I want to play that immediately.
All right. Okay, cool. I'll hook you up.
Please.
All right. It's out. It's probably out by the time this
it's
podcast
not.
Goes out.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Get me that key, Lulu.
He wants
all
it.
Right. All right. Thank you, everyone. All we'll
right.
see you all next time.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Until then, goodbye.